Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Made, a podcast presented by Know Your Worth. The mission of Know Your Worth is to establish values and confidence in the hearts and minds of young people through the teachings of Jesus Christ. My name is Sheena LaFay Cruz, your host and founder of Know Your Worth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Uniquely Made. Today, I want to talk about something that has been weighing heavily, heavily on my heart. And as I was on a young adult prayer call the other day, our young adult pastor reminded us to do as Jesus did. And that is simply not to be afraid to show your scars. That was a part of the miracle and the proof of the miracle that Jesus rose from the dead. Some people had to see the scars of Christ to believe what God had done, even though it had been prophesied in the scripture, even though Jesus had taught and preached about it, even his own disciples who walked with him day in and day out still had trouble believing what had happened. What we fail to remember is God is all powerful. Everything and everyone belongs to him. So there's nothing too big for God that he can't come in and intervene. And something that my uncle taught me years ago is only God can do what God requires. And we were so messed up in our sins that he required righteous blood. And the only righteous blood was the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. If you've ever been in Sunday school or Bible study or church, I'm sure you've heard this story. But the part that I want to dwell on today is the scars that Jesus had that represented the miracle of his resurrection. Don't be afraid to show your scars. In other words, don't be afraid to tell people what you've gone through in order to receive your miracle. It is important that we are open and honest with each other, that we can say, yes, I had to go through. God put me through tests and trials to show his power to those who do not believe. And you know, you might be thinking, Sheena, that seems so dramatic to me. Why would God put me, someone who is a believer, someone who is walking like Christ, through such torment and pain just to prove a point? And I understand where you're coming from. Jesus came to earth with a purpose to die. And he knew all the time what his purpose was. And he was afraid. And he asked God to let the cup pass from him, but not his will, but God's will be done. And we have to have that same attitude. Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And when God sends you on an assignment, it does not mean that every day the sun will shine. There will be some rain. There will be some storms. There will be some things that you have to endure in order to see yourself on the other side victorious. Let us look at the life of Christ. He was born. He wasn't even born in a way that would even signify that he was a king. There was no room in any of the inns in Bethlehem for Christ. Jesus didn't come here in a five-star setting where the red carpet was laid out for him. I believe that even then, God was showing how humble Jesus would be and how humble his life would be until the appointed time came for him to fulfill his purpose for being here on earth. And what did Jesus do? When he rose from the dead, he revealed his scars so that others might believe. When we're going through things in life, sometimes our first reaction is to hide. We don't want anybody to see what we're enduring. We don't want anybody to think that we're weak. Sometimes going through things, people think it's a sign of weakness. But when you are a child of God, your weakness becomes your strength and your trials become your testimony. And you never know, there's somebody out there watching how you are enduring your tests, and they are gaining strength by watching you. So don't give up and don't give in to the lies of the enemy who is telling you that you're not going to come out victorious because things look too deep and it's frankly too late. You know, I'm pretty sure the people who hung Jesus on that cross thought that they had done a good deed. And that's why Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They didn't understand what they were doing, but yet it had to happen for us to be free. So as you look at your situation, just understand in the midst of what seems like total defeat, chaos, and turmoil in your life, you have to go through this so that people can see your scars and believe. I know it may seem like a lot, but it's important that we share this with others who do not know who Christ is. There are people out there in the year of 2023 who have never stepped foot in a church. There are people out here who think that the Bible and Jesus and God and all of the stories is just a fairy tale. There are people out here who are confused with conflicting ideas. There are people out here who just flat out don't believe that God and Jesus is real. However, we as Christians, we have to be a light in this world of darkness. We have to hold our hands out and let people see our vulnerabilities in Christ, because it is through Christ that we are going to regain our strength. And that's why I said our strength comes from our weaknesses. It may seem like all is lost, especially, and I'm going to talk about me personally, especially when God has assigned you for a journey that you didn't ask for, but God has appointed you out of the crowd to carry something out that he wants to be accomplished. And you go out and you follow his word and things don't work out. And you say to yourself, "Lord, but didn't you tell me to go? Didn't you tell me that I had been anointed and appointed for a time such as this? Didn't you tell me that it was my turn? Didn't you tell me that you would be with me every step of the way? But as I'm traveling down the road that you have told me to embark on, doors are being shut in my face. And I'm getting discouraged by what I see and how I'm feeling at this moment. But as I reflect on myself, I reflect on Christ. Christ was born with a purpose, but yet he endured people who would not accept him, who did not believe that he was the Son of God. He also endured people who were in his inner circle, who betrayed him, denied him. And even though those things happened, Jesus still pressed forward with the assignment that God had given him. Jesus was afraid in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he asked that his Father's will be done. He endured a gruesome beating for the sins of his people, people who didn't believe, all people. He even did it for the people who were beating him at the time. And we have to remember that God is not like man. He doesn't do things to hurt us. He does things to build us. And in order to build, there's some sweat that's going to have to be made. It's going to get hot sometime. It's going to get real. It's going to get frustrating at some times. But I challenge you today to remember the scars of Jesus Christ. And as you're going through right now, just know that you're going to come out on the winning side as long as you do as God is instructing you to do. Close your natural eye and open your spiritual eye and see the salvation of the Lord. If God promised you something, it will come to pass. Don't get caught up in what it looks like. Don't get discouraged by the first door that shuts. Don't get discouraged by the second door that shuts. Don't get discouraged by the third door or how many other doors will get shut before that open door, because it only takes one move of God to reverse every no that you have received until this point. It only takes one touch from God to change your situation. But you have to wait on His time. And when that time is revealed, stretch out your hands, reveal your scars, be vulnerable, and say, I could not have done this if God hadn't been with me every step of the way. And when people hear your testimony, oh, God will be glorified. And they will ask you about your Lord and your journey. It may be hard, but in the end, it's going to be worth it. God called me to preach on August 16th of 2022. I have received confirmation many times over after that call, and even received hints of the call before the official call came. But as I sit here and I'm reminded of the topic that we're discussing today about revealing your scars, the way God called me to preach is He let me hear a testimony of someone who struggled to get what she knew was hers. And as I'm thinking about it, I have tears coming to my eyes, because even in the call, thank you, Jesus, God was preparing me then to know that things aren't going to happen boom, 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 that there's going to be a struggle. But in the midst of your struggle, I will be with you. And when it comes time to relieve you of your pain, it will all be worth it, and it will all make sense. I praise God today for His goodness and for the call on my life. And I also want to encourage you all to not get distracted about time. Our time is not the time of God. Don't be distracted by time. Because God speaks something in you, it doesn't mean it's going to happen the next day. Sometimes it does. God does move that swiftly. But sometimes there's a process that has to happen in you so that you will fully be prepared for the next step in your journey. God called me to preach His word, but yet there's some preparation that has to go before I stand before His people. And the enemy will take your call and try to push you faster than you need to go. And then you find yourself trying to pray your way out of a situation you shouldn't have been in to start with. There is a blessing in obedience. It may seem that God is not working, but God is constantly working behind the scenes, things that have not come to surface for us yet. God is working. That's why I said earlier, close your natural eye and open your spiritual eye. Because God's timing is not your time. That's why He doesn't show us the whole picture. He gives us just a glimpse. And then the devil catches hold of that thing and wants us to run. And we don't see the full picture. But God says, trust me. I'm the one who called you. So obviously I know what you need. And I know what I'm requiring of you in order for you to fulfill the purpose that I have assigned to you. God says, don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid to show your scars. Don't be afraid to testify of the goodness of God. The very person that you think isn't watching you is watching your every move. And they want to see this God that you talk so highly of. When Jesus died on that cross and was buried and raised from the dead, people had to admit, even the people who crucified Him, only God could have done that. And in order to get that response, scars had to be made. Thank you, Jesus. If the Lord allows me to see it on May 12th, 2023, I will be 40 years old. And I heard God say to me just today, when it comes time for your 40th birthday, you're going to celebrate more than just your birthday. I don't even know what the miracle is or how it's going to come, or I'm not even worried about that. Right now, I am shouting and magnifying God for my scars. And I am humbled that God chose me to put a scar on his behalf. Let us close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you bless every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask that you move throughout their lives and through the situation, oh God. Lord, I ask that you touch every scar that has come upon them in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that you bring healing to them and that the miracle will be revealed suddenly. Lord, I'm asking all of this in your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I pray that something was said to help you through your journey in Christ. Remember, you are uniquely made with a purpose, and God sees the beauty that lies within you. So until next time, stay focused, committed, determined, and know your worth.